Hello, everybody. Welcome to another outstanding episode of the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission, where we highlight the good in the community. I am Pastor John McClain of that very Veteran Rescue Mission, here with my guest co-host for the day. My first time being my guest co-host, so I'm excited for this. We have Kiki Rogers with Country Financial. Thank you for joining me, Kiki.
Having me again, this is great to be here.
Yeah. How does it feel being in the guest co-host seat?
Definitely getting more comfortable with it.
Okay,
yes.
It's a little different though than being the guest, kind of, huh?
Yeah, I kind of got to be up for anything.
Yeah, but you're doing double duty today,
because
you're gonna I'm gonna be, you know, Q&A-ing you in regards to the awesome work that you do, and I know actually right now, I recently had you working on a quote for me, so I look forward to us talking about that process and kind of explaining to everybody how painless it's been. I didn't stub my toe or anything.
It sounds good.
And then, we have an awesome set of guests that we'll get to speak with today, some friends new and old.
Sounds great.
But this would not be the Common Good Radio Show if I did not give grace to a very loving God that makes it possible for us to be here, for us to have such amazing families, such amazing friends and supporters, for us to have all these blessings that if we started counting, we wouldn't have enough time to stop counting, and none of that would be possible without God. I'm going to thank him, as I usually do, with the Lord's Prayer, and it goes a little something like this. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
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 So, that being said, and actually, let me go ahead. We have an entourage, I feel like, today in studio. I'm Johnny Drama, and in here with me, as well as having Kiki Rogers as my guest co-host, we have our guests on the latter part of the show, Jonathan Arlia, hanging out. Say hi, John.
Hi, John.
Hey, audience.
And then we, for our next segment, we're going to be having I'm his co-host on the show that just played right before this show, the Tucson Tasty Show, and we have Wesley Source here in studio with us.
Always have a blast.
Yeah, you do, man. And you actually, you're just a big ball of happiness and joy, so when you're in the room, it's just like, it just brightens up naturally, so I appreciate
Thank you
that.
For describing me like that. I appreciate it. That.
Absolutely. it's better than the other way around.
Yeah,
you want a brighten room when you enter it, not when you leave it, and he was accurate. You do it when you enter.
Well, yeah. Thank you.
Yeah,
of course.
For sure.
I try.
Every time you come around, I get a little bit more happy, at least like 3% happier. So I just wanted to let you know that.
Well, thank you. I hope you're still happy after the John's Tasty Bites, of course.
Oh, yeah.
That's the favorite part of my
show. So far, so good.
Yes.
So far, so good. I know you're really trying to break me and really trying to push me outside
of my comfort zone.
But
no, just slowly ease you into exploring your culinary culture that you're surrounded with constantly.
This is true. Yeah, and you haven't made me cry yet with it, so
perfect. What we need.
Okay, good. Well, let's jump over here to Miss Kiki Rogers with Country Financial, who thank you for, you know, being part of the show and supporting the work that we do. But for those who don't know what Country Financial is, which, I mean, when I first met you, I was just astonished kind of at the plethora of what Country Financial is about. But kind of fill our audience in.
Thank you. Well, what you're sharing about our different products, what I love about Country Financial is that we do have products in every aspect of your financial and insurance needs. Mm. So from your personal, home, auto, to your business, to your life insurance, your retirement planning, IRAs, things of those natures. What I can't handle as an insurance agent, I have some amazing financial advisors in my office that I partner up with, and I'm working towards my FA. So they've been a great resource for both me and for my clients, because they can service my clients until I get there.
Nice.
And I can handle their insurance needs. And having all those products in one also maximizes the discounts and benefits for the client.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And as I prefaced earlier in the show, I've, you know, we're in the process of now talking about different quotes for me for mm-hmm. car insurance, homeowners insurance, you know, peekabooing over into some life insurance. I got a newborn baby. Mm-hmm. And I must say, and like, and I know when we first started talking, you know, I like most people, I have auto insurance, I have USAA, and I have homeowners insurance through USAA, but we don't have a life insurance policy, particularly for the baby yet. And we don't have, you know, there's a kind of, you know, other things that we don't have. And you asked, you know, why don't you have that? And my answer to you was, well, we've tried, but there's like, it just seemed like the process with all these other organizations we work with has been such a pain. Like we just haven't been able to get to the finish. But with you so far, it's been super smooth. It's, you know, like the questions you ask really get to the root of it. And I really feel heard and feel like I'm getting what I need. So kind of speak to that a little bit, if you will.
I'm so glad that's been your experience, because that's what I'm really trying to give, is that service and attention to what are your goals? What are your values as a family? And what can we find that is going to be the best for your budget to hit your goals? So I'm not a salesperson by nature. I'm a service person. Mm.
Can I say something really quick?
Oh, yeah, please.
So last week we actually had an issue and we went to Kiki about our insurance. Mm. And not only is she saving us, I think, $1,300 a year,
nice.
We are almost doubled in coverage. And and I had USA for everything. Mm. And I love USAA, but... Mm-hmm. There's
not giving us
a lot of stuff.
Any money, so let's actually use a different name.
Fair enough. The other people.
I'll say we have a rich community of veterans in Tucson. My husband is a veteran. My father, my grandfather. I was an Army brat for just a couple years, but just, you know, I have that experience. So being able to service people who, there are programs out there from other companies, I won't name it, but... They are great for rates. A lot of times when I quote against that program, I can come in higher sometimes. However, everybody across the board are experiencing rate increases right now. Mm-hmm. And so to be able to take a second look at it with Wesley, where before I came in higher, and then go, oh, wait, now actually I think I can get you something better for your budget, just utilizing that time. Mm-hmm. The difference there is I'm a captive agent. I have over 25 years in healthcare insurance and insurance industry. Mm. Your other companies that are market to veterans you call in and you tell them what you need. Mm-hmm. And they can't give advice like a dedicated agent can do, or go through what your needs really are. Mm. Your liability is going to be different than someone else's liability based off of your exposure and risk with your income and assets.
Well, difference. We're going to have you here with
I'm
us.
Going on.
No, for the whole show. So we'll probably be able to touch on some stuff later, but let our listeners know how they can get a hold of you and plug in with you.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So my phone number, this is my direct number to my office. So if you get my voicemail, please leave me a message. It is 520-848-5003. I'm located at 7510 North La Cholla, right across from where the Foothill Malls was. And there are most days in the office. Feel free to stop in.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Kiki. That's Kiki Rogers with Country Financial. She'll be here with me most of the show, so you'll get to hear her sweet melodies all show long. We want to thank our sponsors, Picture Rocks Cooling, Heating, and Plumbing, Inspired Life Mortgage, Inspired Life Chiropractic, Pep Inc., Gap Ministries, BBB, Serving Southern Arizona, Seton Photography, We Care Tucson, Action Britain Copy, Symbiono Investment Management, Solistic Hospice, The Tucson Tasty Show, Kiki Rogers with Country Financial, and White Stallion Ranch. We'll have all that and more after the break and after I take a big breath. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission, highlighting the good in our community. Lucky you, you're here with the coolest radio show in Tucson. You can trust me when I say that. My mother told me the other day. I am Pastor John McClain of the Veteran Rescue Mission, here with Kiki Rogers with Country Financial. And thank
Hello,
you,
everyone.
Kiki, for joining me.
Again, thanks for having me. I love it.
You bring this positive feminine energy that this show so much needs.
Oh, thank you.
As well as the expertise in your field. Like, because I'm sure we'll probably delve in it later, like, and it's just weird how this always happens, like how we'll have a guest and somehow both of us are either working with that guest or clients of them in some capacity. But I guess that's how it, you know, how it's supposed to work, is like we're all part of a network.
Well, I appreciate you guys willing to share that you're working with me, because of course, especially with the healthcare background, I'm all about like HIPAA and privacy. And so you opening up and letting people know what your experience like working with me means a lot to me, because I can't share that for you.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Yeah, the same. We have another person we have on the show regularly that we both share is Dr. Rachel. She's a chiropractor with Inspired Life Chiropractic. So, and she's the same way, where I'm just like, well, Dr. Rachel, tell them about how, you know, I have this problem or that problem. She's like, well, actually, I can't. If you want to tell them, you know, have at it, but I can't do that. But yeah, it's Wesley, you're my buddy, man. Look at that.
Oh, thank you.
How did we get here?
I think we accidentally met at a networking meeting.
There are no accidents, my friend.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah, the dumbest of dumbest.
Jesus.
So, so we're here today to talk about you being the newest talk radio show host in the fair city of Tucson, which is a gastronomy capital of something.
UNESCO City of Gastronomy, the city of gastronomy, and the 23 miles of best Mexican food in the United States.
Absolutely.
That is a lot. That is a mouthful, if you will.
That is what the show is about. Yeah. That's what I love. That's what I love.
Yeah. So, and the show is the Tucson Tasty Show.
It is the Tucson Tasty Show. And you are my co-host, which I love, because you bring that that level of professionalism to the table that I'm just a big goof. And I try to get that out as much as possible, but it's just about having fun. You bring a little authenticity to it as far as the radio goes.
Well, I mean, definitely, you don't give yourself enough credit, because you're one of the most professional people in this business I've ever known, and you bring a next level of a vision and of technology and of strategy to it that really it astonishes me, some of the stuff that you come up with. But I do appreciate, you know, being here just to be that, you know, the training wheels, or be that, you know, the big brother or same age brother that is, you know, reminds you how awesome you are, brother.
I know. I appreciate that. Yeah. And thank you very much. I have a big secret, though, and I'll tell you right now.
Okay.
I don't know better.
Yep. And that's how I got into the radio business, as a bright-eyed, bushy-tailed 25-year-old. So,
outstanding.
Yeah, absolutely. We are in that same place.
Well, I can't agree any more with John as I do that everything he said. What I adore about you is your genuine love for the science of the food and everything that comes behind it, and the passion in the chefs and the hands that are preparing it. You carry that passion over into your show, and that's why I'm so happy and proud to be a part of your show and part of this group.
And so let's talk about who we've had on the show so far, and give kind of people, the listening audience, a sense of what they can expect when they tune in to the Tucson Tasty Show every Sunday at 1:30 on KVOI The Voice. Go to KVOI.com to listen to some past podcasts.
So far we've had executive chef Danny of the Arizona Sands Club. He was absolutely incredible. He got me to try chicharrones.
And I'm glad I'm not the only one that struggles pronouncing it.
I want to call him something else. I want to call him pig rind.
Yeah, I want to call them cardboard in a bag at the gas station that I spit out the first time I tried it. Yes. Said, well, here, try one. I'm like, okay, yeah, sure. And then I reached for a second and a third, and then I think I threw some in my pocket before I left. They're amazing, and I had them today again at the Sands.
Absolutely. Yeah. And they're incredible. They're fresh made. When they were placed on my table today, they were crackling and just absolutely incredible.
You just made my mouth water when you said that.
And I just ate a whole bunch of the macaroni and cheese that he was talking about as well, and I'm stuffed and my mouth's watering. But he was a lot of fun, and he brought that in for for you, and he got me to try something. So I'm super excited about that, because that's what the whole point of the show is to talk about the chefs and what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as we had on the show before, we had Vera Earle Ranch, which is a local rancher here, and it's so much fun. To talk to these people, because you're talking about the where the food comes from, right? That was Chef Danny's big thing.
Yeah.
Is where does the food come from? And that's why I want them.
He taught us about using farmers markets and getting in connection with the farmers here locally.
Exactly.
And just the cultural reference, particularly that's the thing I loved about Chef Danny's appearance on the show, was him talking about how now that he's the chef at the Arizona Sands Club, he really wanted to bring that Southwest influence into the
menu.
And
he did. Yeah. We were just talking about that at lunch today. I was there with Katie with Reach for the Stars. Mm-hmm. We were there for concessions.
And I love the new menus, just the way they do the like
and very professional,
double door open.
Very classy looking. Mm-hmm. The menu definitely speaks
Man,
to
they
Tucson.
Should be
cut
sponsors.
To menus. Yes. We're working with
them.
Yeah, I know. And we've also had Chef John Hone.
Yeah, Hone. Yeah, Hone. It looks like it would be Han, since John has a H-N at the end of it, too, but it's actually Hone, like home.
He's of Gap Ministries. I was super excited to have him on the show, because we came up with that concept of having the brisket smoke off. I got to put brisket in front of that to make sure that everybody knows what we're talking about. I've been working on it, and I think I have a location. I need to find a date, which is going to be probably towards the end of October.
I forgot who I'm dealing with here.
I also found him a kitchen. I think we found him a kitchen, which I'm super excited about, because he's transitioning out of a kitchen right now, and the fact that he made over 200,000 meals for children in the last year.
Wow.
That is just, you know, the impact of that in the community is why I'm doing this and talking about these chefs, because you hear Gap Ministries and he brings another level to it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we're super excited about. And next week, this next week, we're going to have Bella's Gelato on. I'm super excited to talk to them, the owners, and find out more about the ice cream, which I think you're going to have fun with the Tasty Bites on that, right?
Oh, my God.
John's Tasty Bites. Yeah, you can't mess up with the ice cream.
Even though it's John Tasty Bites and I take the first bite, but it's almost like fun for everybody should be the name of the segment, because everybody seems to want to eat my food. Like next time, I think I'm just going to take it and run out of the room, so you guys can have it.
Well, I've made sure that I tell everybody, hey, you got to bring enough for the studio.
Yeah, for sure.
So, Wes, as far as how people can get a hold of you if they're interested in recommending a chef or a location for the show or questions?
So if you go to Facebook or Instagram, you can reach out through there. You can also reach me at 520-977-3925 and reach out to me directly, and we'll get you on the show. I love it.
Thank you, brother.
Thank you.
Tune in to the Tucson Tasty Show every Sunday 1:30 on KVOI, and listen to past podcasts at KVOI.com. Also, join us every first Wednesday of the month at the Arizona Sands Club for our supporter appreciation event, where we give you a free breakfast, we sit and network and talk about local charities. Join us first Wednesday of every month at the Arizona Sands Club.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back. I hope you brought your popcorn and your chips, a soda pop, and you got your feet kicked up, relaxed, got your hair down, just got out of the shower, you feel good. This is the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission, highlighting the good in the community, as you're about to see. I am the very Pastor John McClain of that very Veteran Rescue Mission, here with Kiki Rogers with Country Fine Financial.
Hello again.
Yeah, man. And it's, I mean, as the show goes, you just get warmed up.
My energy is up there. I'm happy to be here.
Isn't this fun? Isn't it kind of like driving like a NASCAR race car a little bit?
No one's ever said that I couldn't talk in any scenario, let's be honest.
Yeah, you and me both.
Fits me well.
You and me both. I could just hear my mom's voice in the back of my head. Jonathan, all right, you've said enough. So that's when I ask our next guest a question.
Yep.
That's how that works.
Well, and that's why we have these wonderful guests
We do have amazing guests. I'm so blessed to be around all these amazing people that have their own specific specialty, but they all, including myself,
we all serve the community our own special way. Mm-hmm. So to be real, be able to delve into that is super cool. So,
absolutely.
And particularly with this next guest, her name is Mimi. She's with the nonprofit We Care Tucson. They do some amazing work. And I mean, not only now, but for a really, really long time. So thank you, Mimi, for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. Welcome, Mimi.
Hi.
Yeah. Yeah, Mimi, Kiki.
Yeah, I love it.
We just need a Didi.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. We were saying during the break, we were just talking. So Kiki came from Chrissy, from my goddaughter, which is just little and mispronounced it. Does Mimi have a fun story behind it?
Yeah, I was supposed to be a Michael.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
And Mimi means little sister in Chinese.
Interesting.
Oh, how fun. And my sister only wanted a little sister.
Interesting. My name came from a soap opera character that my mom liked back in those in the early 80s.
Okay.
So, yeah, not nearly as cool as you guys. But so if I become a supervillain, you know what the origin story was.
Right. But you probably have an evil twin or a good twin or something. Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely.
And married to your sister or something weird.
You did the good stuff. So speaking of not married to our sisters, explain to us, Mimi, not Kiki, what is We Care Tucson for people who've never heard of We Care Tucson before?
We Care Tucson is a nonprofit that takes in used technology.
Okay.
We restore what we can. We sell it at low cost in a showroom, but we also have a low cost computer referral program where we design computers for students and people trying to get back in the workforce at a very low cost. They're referred to us on the short form they fill out.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all set. It's got enough memory, RAM, it's Wi-Fi enabled speakers and camera.
Nice.
And so it's perfect. Then we also take in used medical supplies and medical equipment, and that's all available free, and we're a loan chest for the equipment.
Well, that's amazing.
Thank you.
That's cool.
We serve anybody. Our mission is to remove the barrier.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't ask any questions. Anybody comes in looking for something, they're welcome.
Mm-hmm.
We try to find what they can. We rely on what people donate to us for what we have.
Yeah. So even if they come in wearing a Gucci suit with gator shoes, you'll still
exactly.
Well, I would just not wear those things when you go in, John.
Yeah, absolutely. I would just
leave them at home that time.
Yeah, just, you know, no. Ross, you know.
It's amazing
sometimes,
what you're doing, really.
You know, people that are dressed nicely, there's a backlog. They can't get what they need. They're on waiting lists.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes you got to look beyond what you look
point.
Like.
For sure.
Need.
But I mean, really in line with, you know, what you're talking about, people who don't have much money or people that are struggling and don't feel comfortable to walk into Best Buy or don't feel comfortable into going these places, to give them a place where they feel at home and they feel comfortable. And maybe even, like you probably see, create a community and a culture of people where you probably find volunteers and other people that find, well, this is home.
Oh,
you know?
Exactly. And we've had people that we've helped out that come back and are now volunteers learning a skill by learning to repair and restore these computers.
Well, that's amazing. So you're giving back even more so to that person's future.
Mm-hmm. So what's going on new with We Care Tucson?
What ties right in with that, there's a need when you got your computer and you can't afford a lot. What happens when it breaks?
Okay.
And so we are opening the We Care Repair Shop right next door to us. And we'll analyze for the people as a free consulting, let them know what we're thinking. And then at a moderate cost, very affordable, we'll try and repair what we can.
Nice.
And we will have thresholds so that, you know, if it's something that's wrong and it's, we'll tell them $25 for the first hour or two. And then if we can't move further, we'll talk to them about their options. And then there's always our low-cost computers next door.
Nice.
Well, that's great. Now, do you guys have any special events or ways that the general public can experience what you're doing and get involved?
So we are very excited. So October is Technology Awareness Month, and the first week of October is Digital Inclusion.
Mm.
And in honor of Digital Inclusion, on October 7th, we are having a tech scavenger hunt.
Okay.
It's all free. Put a little team together. You're going to get a clue to figure out where you need to go. And when you get there,
that sounds right up your alley, Leslie. Yeah, he doesn't have a mic to confirm it, but yeah.
We got to start a team already.
There you go. Yeah. And you're going to collect components, and you'll come back to us and put those components together.
Nice.
Oh.
That's cool.
And is that for adults only, or is there an age limit for
everybody
young people?
Is welcome.
You're all involved.
Oh, that would be great.
I'm
get the kids
the
there.
There you go.
The baby.
The baby would be helping me out. Just point to where we need to go.
And then on October 13th, this summer we ran a youth tech camp, and October 13th is going to be our youth tech camp school day out program.
Nice.
So a condensed thing on school day out, and it's free for kids.
Cool.
We can take 20 of them.
Well, how can people get a hold of you and plug in if they want to participate?
They can go to wecaretucson.org. And click on events.
Okay.
They can come to the store at 3029 North Stone, or they can call us at 520-514-1588.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining us, Mimi.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah.
I love coming and visiting
with
you.
Yeah, it's always great to have you in studio. Your energy, I mean, kind of like we were saying with Wesley, is just like you step into the room and just everybody's a little brighter. So, yeah, I feel good with you here. That's Mimi with We Care Tucson. If you haven't been to veteranrescuemission.org, please check it out. You'll see more about the show, the work that we do to connect homeless veterans with housing, including through our tiny house village. But you also see all of our amazing sponsors and the organizations that support us. So go to veteranrescuemission.org to find out all the amazing work that we do. We'll be back with more. I'm Pastor John McClain here with Kiki Rogers, the Country Financial. This is the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission, highlighting the good in the community. I am Pastor John McClain here with Kiki Rogers with Country Financial.
Welcome back, everyone.
Yeah, and she brings the good to the community in so many different ways. Oh. I mean, I think of companies that do car insurance and home insurance, I always feel like that's it. That's what you do. But with the cool thing, the refreshing thing with Country Financial, to find out like you guys do so much more than
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, even before I start talking with people about insurance, you know, you went through the process.
Mm-hmm.
I start with, what are you doing for a budget system? Is that working? How can we help you with that?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's in the entire financial picture.
Cause mm-hmm.
That's what insurance is about, is protecting your assets.
Yeah. Protect your assets.
Yeah.
That's it. So we have another friend of the Arizona Sands Club in studio with us. I wonder if that's how we originally met, huh, Jonathan?
Actually, I think we were at the Junior Achievements at the Savoy Opera House.
Oh, really?
A couple years ago.
And that's where we met, huh? I didn't realize. Okay. But yeah, ever since we met, we just hit it off like two Jonathans.
Two peas in a pod, two Johns in a pod.
Yeah, two Johns in a pod, absolutely. And Jonathan, he's with Photography by Jonathan Arlia. And a talented photographer, drone photographer, contortionist, karate master.
I'm definitely not a contortionist, in
my opinion, and I'm biased, but one of the greatest photographers I know. So
well, thank you.
You're welcome. So for those who do not know what Photography by Jonathan Arlia is, what is Photography by Jonathan Arlia?
So obviously, I'm a photographer, and but I'm not your run of the mill average, you know, photographer.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say the main reason for that is that I care so much about each person I work with.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, I do drones, I do events, I do portraits and headshots.
Mm-hmm.
Somehow amassed that versatile skill set over the years.
Mm. Yeah.
But you know, it sounds like from your heart, it's all about the subject and the person that you're photographing, you know, over the technology. You got all that technology background, but your heart is in it on your subject.
Yes, yes, exactly.
That's amazing.
The different facets of it. Obviously, the technical skill and all that, creative skill, and working with people is probably the most important part.
Well, that's awesome.
And what's a message that you'd want to get out to the radio audience?
So I would like to actually say, if you are a working professional looking to update or improve your current headshot, You'll want to hear this. The image people see of you on your business card is often the first impression a potential customer has of you in your company. That's why it's so important to not only have a headshot that has been composed correctly, you want that image to portray your best self, a trustworthy, positive, and confident person. I've developed a simple system that makes it possible to set up this type of photo shoot in most indoor locations. This could be at your work office, your home, and there are many more options. Each client of mine, like I said before, is very important to me. So please reach out to me today and we'll create a headshot worthy of bragging about for years.
Well, headshots are definitely important, especially being a business owner. I know the importance of that.
And you got a really good headshot.
Well, thank you.
You're just like, your collection of photography is just like, you are very selective and you chose well.
Thank you. Well, I have a photography background. We were talking beforehand. I studied when I developed my own film back in high school in the 90s, but I didn't continue in it in a professional because I struggled keeping up with the latest technology. You really grasp that and you utilize that in your services. So what are the different services you're able to provide then through your photography?
Well, I did actually list them earlier, but I'm an excellent drone pilot. Mm-hmm. I do headshots and portraits, which is actually very rewarding because it's rewarding to work with people. Mm-hmm. And I do events. I've done some really good ones this year. I think I'm the up and rising star of events. Mm.
That's a tough one to do because events, anything can happen. You have to just be ready.
It's very much about the timing. It's like anticipating a key moment. And also realizing that in a fraction of a second, someone can blink. So
for sure, and like, yeah, definitely anticipating those moments, like almost like 5 seconds ahead of the moment, knowing that this is about to happen.
Yep. So very much cool. About anticipation.
Yeah, and speaking of kind of like, you know, you being the up and coming star around events, which I agree. I mean, I've seen like, I don't know too many events I've seen on Facebook lately that you weren't at taking pictures, so it was super cool. But tell us about some of the, you know, this being the Common Good radio show, tell us about some of the good that you're doing in the community.
So yes, I am, I do cause marketing periodically where I offer my services. I do an event or something like that. Usually they get me for events. I do it for them, no cost, but they give me really good promotion, you know. And that's just a win-win all around because they get obviously good pictures and all that. And I get my name out there and I get to be a part of a party. I mean, that's a win-win.
And that's a great way to give back with your talents because not everyone out these days have cameras. Not everyone knows how to use them effectively and be able to take that still and make a moment and a memory and an everlasting impression. That's something you can bring to the table that most can't.
Well, truthfully, you know, I've become accustomed to it, but you have to consider several different things in like a fraction of a second, like the composition of it, the framing of it, the lighting, exposure, the focus, all these things. And if you can do that well and quickly, then that definitely helps. When I first started out, I couldn't even get it exposed right. It was like blown out and everything.
How do people get a hold of you if they do want to hire you for services or have a cause they want to recommend you work with?
My phone number is 520-243-9571. And my website is photography-ja.com.
Nice. And we're talking about you know, some of the cause marketing, but I know, you know, with my own nonprofit Veteran Rescue Mission, this show, our events, whether it's at the Arizona Sands Club or out in the streets, you know, when we do our camp out, whatever the case may be, you've helped our nonprofit. What are some of the other nonprofits that you've worked with and help at their different events and things of that nature?
So, like I mentioned earlier, I did a cause marketing for Junior Achievements a couple years ago. Mm-hmm. I did Power of Real Estate. That wasn't a cause marketing, but it was an event. Mm-hmm. I worked with Therapeutic Writing of Tucson early this year, which was like, I didn't even know about the place until recently. It's really cool.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
They have special needs children. They work with horses, and it's like just an awesome thing to see.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that is cool.
Yeah, and then Pep Inc. as well.
I
work with them.
Mm-hmm. Actually, I would not have even met Amy Bass of Pep Inc. If it wasn't for John McClain. And I've done several events for them, and that is very rewarding.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's just cool seeing. I mean, it's cool, like, just being in this kind of network of people that we're in, where, you know, whether it's Kiki, who's, you know, kind of a rising star in her own way, or it's you, or even Wesley, who does a Tucson Tasty show, where it's just like to be able to watch you guys literally rise before my eyes and really kind of get your feet underneath yourself and hearing, being in different places, hearing people talk about the good work that you guys are doing, it's super cool. I mean, and I'll turn that question to you, Jonathan, like how has this growth and this process of, you know, being this, you know, a new business owner to being, you know, really getting your feet underneath you and your services and kind of mastering this thing you do, how's that starting to feel, and how's that process coming along?
So, you know, I'm a single member LLC, and one of the most important things is I just get up and I show up every day. Okay. I don't always get it perfectly as I'd like to every day, but, you know, and each day looks different as far as success goes. You know, sometimes you're just batting a thousand. Sometimes you're struggling, you know, just to maintain.
Mm-hmm. You're right. You're absolutely right about that.
But keep the faith. Keep persistent. Honestly, I pray. I totally pray. And that's helped.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and surround yourself with people who are also successful, but also positive, and they want to see you succeed too.
Nice.
And even just that collaboration, like you and John have collaborated with your photography and his mission, and John and I are collaborating on a new idea. I think that rising tide that lifts all ships, we're stronger together because we're helping each other out and looking out for each other, not just ourselves.
Absolutely. I would not be as successful as I am without a whole bunch of help from other people.
And I think that's definitely something that I want to thank all the guests that were in the studio today share, is like, we're all really good at being out there and helping and sharing, and we're all good networking. We're all pretty well connected. The crazy thing that I've learned about here in Tucson is like, there's not as many of us out there active and participating as you would think. So if you are one of the people that are out there active and participating, congratulations. You're part of a very elite club, because, you know, most people that you got life going on, it's easy to get caught up in.
And there's no judgment in that. That's we've all been there, but to be able to use this when we are feeling strong, I think, is the important part, and allowing ourselves grace when we aren't.
Yeah. And given, I mean, and I know, you know, whether it's when I'm older, or I'll have an injury, or just different stage of my life, I'm not going to be as active and out there networking and being as participatory as I am. So, you know, if anything, I'm giving flowers to us that are out there in the game right now, because when I'm not, I'm going to continue to give those same flowers, because, you know, we make Tucson go round. So it's certainly cool to be in studio with a couple people that help make Tucson go round.
That's a great way to wrap up the show, John.
Yeah,
that's just so wonderful. and John and Jonathan, we're so glad to have you. I know I asked earlier, just remind everyone your phone number again to get a hold of you.
Absolutely. My phone number is 520-243-9571. And check out my website, photography-ja.com.
Awesome. Well, Kiki, you're hired. That's Kiki Rogers of Country Financial.
Thank you, everyone, for listening. We hope you tune in on Sundays at
2 p.m. and Saturday at 7 a.m. on 106.3 The Groove. Catch you next time.
Have a great week.